Among all the ads in this election season, Americans are seeing a new type this year for election betting, which is now legal, NPR's Luke Garrett reports.
10 minutes, a few verification codes, and a bank account. That's all it takes to legally bet on the presidential election. In October, a federal appeals court let Kalshi, an online betting company, open an election prediction market. Since then, the site has seen more than $140 million in legal wagers on Harris or Trump.
And I love this notion of like people can now do something about it. They can reduce their exposure and volatility towards this event.
That's the company's CEO, Tariq Mansour. For him, election betting isn't just a good way to financially hedge against an unwelcome political outcome. He also thinks it offers the public a valuable source of information.
They are actually our best shot at a mechanism for truth today.
Professor of economics at Barnard College, Rajiv Sethi, has been studying these markets for years. He says these election markets are fairly accurate, but it's not clear if they're better than traditional scientific polling.
I really think the jury is still out on that.
At one point this past week, an unregulated election betting site called Polymarket gave Trump a 66% chance of winning the White House, while polls reported a toss-up, raising serious questions about accuracy. And blockchain researchers cited by Fortune say there's evidence some one-third of Polymarket's presidential bets are fake. Professor Sethi says while rare, it is possible that these election markets can be manipulated.
Your belief about whether a candidate is viable can affect things like fundraising and so on, morale. And these things can actually affect the actual outcome of the election.
Mansour, the election betting CEO, says his betting site is federally regulated, unlike Polymarket, which operates offshore. He says his election market will correct itself because bettors want to make money. And if they see favorable odds, they're going to bet against them.
It's just literally like extremely difficult to actually manipulate them. That's markets. They're very self-correcting.
But a number of lawmakers on Capitol Hill aren't convinced. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley has proposed a bill trying to ban election betting outright.
It turns elections from a place where you exercise your principles to where you exercise your pocketbook. Corrupts our American elections, and that is a big problem.
Kalshi's Mansour says he knows election betting comes with a stigma of corruption, but he thinks it won't last.
We believe so much in these markets, and we fought for so much, not because we think they threaten election integrity. On the contrary, we think they promote it.
As of Friday afternoon, Kalshi odds favor Trump with a 55% chance of winning. Luke Garrett, NPR News, Washington.